Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show. Yes, sir. It is Friday, March 5th, 2011. Welcome to the show. It's the Friday Night Cypher. What's going on? It's a recap in the week in news and entertainment with our special guest tonight, King Mike Johnson, A&R Slip and Slide Records. It's your hip-hop informer. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live, 1001 here in Tampa, Florida, coming to you live from Hack Media Studios, 1001 in New York City, 701 out there in San Francisco, California. What's good tonight? Yo, where are you going? What's cracking? I can tell you what's cracking. Wish I was there. I'm going back soon. Queens of Diamonds, Kings of Diamonds, Miami. Yo, tell us where you going at tonight. Yo, inside the Friday Night Cypher, yo, tonight we're kicking it with, again, my man responsible for the sounds of the likes of Trina, Plies, Jagged Edge, Mike Bless, and Bodie, the newest member of the Slip and Slide team. Yo, hit us up. If you got questions, or just to share what's going on this Friday night, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. On the other side, always, we got the Angels and that dude OD, 917-889-3926, as we get it cracking. Yo, always, Dirty Money, we love that, I'm sorry, distracted. Yo, I got to stay focused, 917-889-3926. Loving you no more. Dirty Money. TM Hyman Radio Live.
So hard to breathe. They say that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than the hurt we receive from love. When you get hurt by the one you're living for, hey, it can make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself. Loving you no more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself.
With a heart that's bleeding slowly. So many lonely sleepless night times. Going through hell but confess she loved me. But never her approval no matter how I try. The way you talk to me but still I say I love you. I'm ashamed, you can see it in my eyes. Mama always told me to respect the woman, but what am I to do when her parents do not try?
I love you more than I
only cause I drove and I'd have had a lot to drink. When I wanted it blue, you said we got to paint it pink. And there's pieces of your hair still sitting in my sink. And you still got underwear that's sitting in the dryer. How come every time it's just suspicious I'm a liar? You stand out, I can hear you whistle in the choir. And that's the only reason you the missus I admire. Damn, tell me what I'm gonna do. Since everything that I'm trying to forget is all true. Me and all your main girls get along too. I would take my last dollar out and bet it on you. But you see the same one I'm missing. It's basically the reason I became something different. It's just that I remember me before. And if you could do the same, baby, then we'd be for sure.
Everyone, how do you do?
What's cracking? All the way live from Chesapeake, VA. Give it up for Domair.
All right. Bony nachos, everybody. Hey, Didi. Hey.
All the way live from Newark, Delaware tonight. Give it up for Toya.
Hello. How are y'all doing?
Welcome to the show. Good. Hey, tonight, Inside the Cypher, again, we're kicking it with the man responsible for the sounds of those folks like Mike Bless, Jagged Edge, Clyde.
Don't bring him
up. He is King Mike Johnson, A&R director for Slip and Fly Records, to be stopping past tonight. But until, let's just jump right into it. Hey, we got a lot of new music. I tell you, I played it at least once. You know, if y'all digging it, you know, I'll keep playing it. If y'all not digging it, I won't play it again. Everybody thinks that their stuff is that-ish. Hey, but I'm here to tell you, everybody's stuff is not that-ish.
My mom said hi.
Everybody trying to rhyme can't rhyme. I'm just here to say that. King Mike Bless stopping past tonight, Slip and Slide Records. He'll be able to tell you directly. If you got questions, you know, you want to know how to break a record, how to get a deal, yo, understand this. Let me say this. Yo, it's more business to it than you really think. All the glitz, all the glamour, it's not really that all the time. It's work. And my man Mike Bless is going to stop. Excuse me, my man Mike Johnson, who's pushing that new Mike Bless record. Yo, it just hit iTunes, Mike Bless and Jagged Edge, this week. So, you know, Mike is real busy. All the way live from Norfolk, VA, serving our country, Homeland Security. Give it up for Overdose. Yo, they haven't given you a gun, have they? OD, you don't have a gun, do you?
Is he on mute?
Okay, I'm not sure. We may be experiencing technical difficulties with Overdose out there. Folks, let's get right into it. Yo, this is the new joint right here. It's from Little Keith. It's called Bink, featuring Lord Drak and Hype Man. Let us know what you think on the other side of this. We're going to keep it moving. Oh, yo, stopping past tonight is my man Bodie. And, you know, I think we got a few more artists stopping past. We definitely got new music. Thanks for riding with us. We got 49 minutes left in the show. We're only on for an hour tonight. TM Hyman Radio Live. Lil Keith, it's called Bink. Let us know what you think. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Okay.
This life is amazing. Right
like fun of me from all the cameras. If you got an issue like a magazine, you old news. Doing what I'm supposed to. Yeah, I'm super cold, dude. Talking shit behind my back, then nigga, that is so rude. I just had a bouncer toss you out just like some old food. If you getting reckless, we'll put you on some cold cues. So stop the violence, I'm something you should acknowledge. My mama, she used to say I couldn't make it without college, but I'm polished. Something just like the substance on your toenail. Some people say my dreams are just dreams, and I'm like, oh well. I'm sick of people saying everybody wanna rap when the truth of the matter is, compared to me, they just whack a madman.
Radio Live. You heard it here first. Life is Amazing by Bode. Thanks for joining us. This is Friday Night Cypress. Your girl Toya online with the Mayor, CeeLo, and TM himself. Bode, thanks for joining us again this evening. We do appreciate you stopping by. Got a lot of new music from you. What's been going on with you for the past week since you won the battle down there in Florida?
Well, this past week, I mean, I've been on the phone a lot with Kensu, just pretty much discussing the legalities of the whole of what's upcoming. Pretty much trying to come up with a decision of what we're going to use as a single. We're going through a lot of music right now. I got three or four monster tracks that we're all debating. I mean, it's almost coming down to like a Knights at the Round Table having a battle on which songs is gonna be the lead off. But I think we came to the decision that we're gonna run with a track that I recently did called Red. It's an acronym. It's spelled R-E-D-D, and it's an acronym for Rowdy Every Damn Day. So it's different. It's definitely a club track, and it's definitely something that I think that will cause a movement and it will catch. So I think that's what we're going to run with. We still having a few debates about it, but I'm thinking that one is going to probably outweigh all the other ones.
That's what's good. So, Bodhi, have you actually signed, sealed, delivered, contract done, or are you still in the process?
Well, we're still in the process right now. Everything has to be done slow and steady, because, you know, it's serious. I mean, when it comes down to dealing with other people's money, and when it comes down to dealing with people believing in your music and ready to take you to the next level, I mean, you know, it's like you're about to get married. So, you know, nobody rush a wedding. So so that's kind of like the way we're treating it. You know, we're really trying to plan this wedding out. We're really trying to make sure that we're making the best possible decisions, and that we're making the best moves, and that, you know, we're going to enjoy this marriage for years to come. So, you know, everything is still in the process. The ink hadn't quite dried yet, but we got it in the works.
Right.
Okay,
so,
congratulations.
Where exactly are you from, Bodhi? Because I heard Alabama or either Tennessee.
Here's the origin of Bodhi. I was actually born in Memphis, Tennessee. I was raised in New Orleans, Louisiana. However, I moved back to Memphis, Tennessee for high school, and then left Memphis, Tennessee to come to Florida to pursue my music career after college.
Okay.
Good thing. See,
okay,
and look, and you did it for a reason, see? Look how that worked out.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, see? And then you have
college
to back that up.
That's what's
right.
Good. Let's get into this next joint right here. It's called World Series. Bodhi, we'll keep it going. You're inside the Friday Night Cypher. It's Friday, March 5th, 2011. 35 minutes left in the show. Hey, yo, before we get out of here, I mean, I want to know, did y'all realize that, like, over in Africa, there's still, like, real terror, like, going on? I mean, like, some 12,000 of whom are, like, dead. I mean, it's, like 66,000, like, minors, like, kids. There's this thing called the Lord's Resistance Army over in Africa. It's been in existence for quite some time. And we'll talk about that. But first, World Series, Bodhi. See you on the radio live. We'll be right back.
Yeah. It's your... Boy, I'm feeling real good right now. I'm on my arrogant status, thoughts of a legend, Bodhi. I'm getting money, homie. Yeah. Y'all ready? Let me out.
Put your hands up if you're feeling my shit. I'm about rape, give a damn about a bitch. Y'all say get money, y'all say get rich. Y'all say Bodhi when I ask who you with. Oh man, I'm a fool, better check my brain. Color stones like a Mexican flag. And yeah, I go hard. And yeah, I get paid. And yeah, I'm the best. Yeah, you heard what I say. Yeah.
That bitch is the mind of a brainiac, maniac. Been around the world, you should go and check my almanac. Like a basketball, the rap game, you know I'm palming that. And they pump straps on my back like enormous man. I'm pulling holes, that's my race, that's so alarming that. Every nigga screaming, Bodhi, give me my woman back. Bitch, I run the game like a marathon. I got a set of twins. Ridiculous. A nigga in the wheelchair told me he was feeling this. When I fall off, bitch, niggas really wish that I stopped winning, so you offer me a friendly quit. Another ass whooping, what you niggas really get? Crew disappearing, so I
damn, I still let her take my picture. And when she leave, I'ma spit game to her sister. Stack like Jenga, head like Dina. Mine out the gutter, big head like Dina. Look good in bikini, in love with Linguini. Sexy, she want a shotgun in the green.
Get your hands up if you feeling my shit. Cause I'm about break, give a damn about a bitch. Y'all say get money, I'ma say get rich. Y'all say 4G, y'all ask who you with. Oh man, I'm a fool, better check my swag. Different color stones like a Mexican flag. And yeah, I go hard, and yeah, I get paid. And yeah, I'm a bitch, yeah, you heard what I said. Yeah.
Classy as a mother, I should probably have a suit on. Money name it bougie, bitch, pass the gray poop on. Run the game barefoot, don't even need a shoe on. Me falling off, nigga, what the fuck is you on? I'm on whatever I need to put me in my zone. And then I get the business microphone, got a tie on. Hip hop watered down, some say that the fact gone. But thanks to my flow, I'm something you can rely on.
Nobody's brand new yet, you know.
Right.
Maybe that will change. Maybe it won't change. I mean, I don't know. But I know the people that's been there from the beginning. I know the people that's true to me, and I know the people that have my best interest. So I'm not really wet in that part of it. So personally, nothing as much has changed. And I think even after things really take off, I think things are pretty much gonna stay the same. I mean, it may change a little, but not too much that I can't control.
Well, you seem like a humble dude, so, right. So you seem pretty grounded, so.
Yeah. Hey, Bodie, the top five artists, collabos, if you could collabo with anybody, you know, right now, who would the top five be?
Oh,
on a collabo
top kick? Five. All right, top five, if I can collab with any top five artists right now. I would have to go with one of my label mates first. I would have to say Rick Ross, because Rick Ross had a crazy year.
The ball.
I mean, he had a crazy year, crazy year. So I have to say him. And, I mean, the reason I have to say that is because I just want to give hint to my label execs to try to set that up first.
Right.
But,
strategy.
It would definitely be him first. Second, I would definitely want to do one with Drizzy. I got to do one with Drizzy. Third, I would want to do one with Alicia Keys. I would definitely want to do one with Alicia Keys. Fourth, I got to say Weezy. I would definitely want to do one with Weezy. I believe me and Weezy would do some damage to it.
No doubt.
And last, I would probably do one. I would probably, this actually is an upcoming artist, I would do one with my homie, Scooby. He actually an upcoming artist, creating a lot of buzz on the screen, on the scene right now. So I would definitely like to reunite with my homie and do one. So hopefully he's listening and we can get that popping.
That'd be beautiful.
All right. Scooby on the track. That's what's
okay.
Good. Folks, you in tune to TM Harmon Radio Live with CeeLo live out of Charlotte. We got Domare live out of Chesapeake. Toya live out of Newark, Delaware. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight here in the Hack Media Studios. My man Bo D, now on that roster, hanging with Trina, Plies, Jagged Edge, Mike Bless, and who else? And the Boss, you know, Rick Ross, you know,
yeah.
Slip and Slide Records. My man King Mike Johnston was supposed to stop past tonight. Yo, I know for a fact, again, he's crazy busy with the new Mike Bless record and the new Jagged Edge record. If you haven't heard it, I'm going to drop it for you right now. Yo, this is the new Jagged Edge. It's called Baby. TM Hama Radio Live. We'll be right back. Yo, I got a record coming up by my man King Prince Haiti. His name is Prince Haiti. He got a joint called Take the Gloves Off. Hey, stand by. I want to get some feedback on this track. But first, Jagged Edge, Baby. TM Hama Radio Live. We'll be right back.
Girl, don't you know that you really got me going? Blow my mind all the time. Think about your love. They got nothing on you, baby. It's mine, baby.
Yo, I told y'all about this new joint. It's called Take the Gloves Off. It's by my dude Prince Haiti. Tell me what you think about it on the other side of this. It's a 10:37 Tampa, Florida, TM Hum Radio Live. Prince Haiti, take the gloves off. Tell me what you think.
Life's kind of like the game of hockey. First, skating around trying to score. Passing, nudging, checking. It's all good. But let the gloves come off, you better run.
Now you were sitting, chilling, politicking. I was doing the real thing.
Yeah.
Black Santa on the sleigh. Prince Haiti got the lead rein. Chicken boots snow like a skier on the slopes. Tarzan in this jungle, every verse is a rope. If you can't take the pressure, look at me to help you cope. I'd rather be like Jigga, not Mike. Cause I make all the dimes, nigga, when I jump on the mic. Fuck a skyhook. I'll just spit a fly hook. Make a dope track, do it again, and make them play them both back. I can do it twice in a day. On the phone, I call it rice, but the cooks know it's yay. Mix a little butter, I'll move it all day. If you know things, I send them to my room. Cause I make guap to the top note. Yeah, I won't stop like Nike, I just do it. But I'm gridiron like Reebok, like me, you can't do it. Flip a punch in a box, never blood, the gloves. Come off and bring my gun.
Bring it in.
If I pop the fuck off, they gon' run.
I want to.
I got plenty of time, so who wants them? The beat is on your head, so now you're done. I always bring extra magazines when I'm feeling rowdy. All they smoked up in the cut so they don't know that I'm bowdy. If the niggas over there that be acting all naughty, I'll smoke extra punches so my mind don't get cloudy. Knowledge is power, and they all know I got the power. Cause of their knowledge of the power, they know about me, so they're powerful. But not as powerful as me. I know exactly what I got. More than them for this, I know that. When you plan to kill and dip, I ain't running, I brought extra blunt, so I'll wait and sit. I got six guns from my waist down, ain't dipping till it's over. Bodies can't be breathing when I go to roll them over. Stand them up, I'm talking shit like now and stuff. Like when the gloves were coming off, I bet you thought I gave it up. But I was like, fuck boxing, I'll just put them in a coffin. Before I caught my gun, no daddy, body started mopping. Let the gloves come off and bring my gun.
Bring it in.
If I pop the fuck off stage, go run. I got plenty of time, so who wants some? The beat is on your head, so now you're done. I don't give a fuck what they say, cause I do what I wanna, always my way. I remember like a titan, if we a beast and we're fighting. Never will I stop till the pavement you're biting. Writing my kind of rhymes are forbidden, because we ate the fruit, now she's got me spinning. Busting off shots, but still I'm grinning. I know I can't lose, so I must be winning. I be rapping at center ice like people feel my flow. They know how I do, so they know the things I choke. I were you, then you wouldn't be a joke. But they know I'm the best player starting in the game. Niggas know me, they know the name on my jersey. Many have tried, but none can see me. Let the gloves come off and bring my gun. I said, when the gloves come off, you better run, nigga. Let the gloves come off and bring my gun. If I pop the fuck off then, go run, I got plenty of time, so you want some? The beat is on your head, so now you're done.
Okay.
Kill them all. I don't know who's on my side,
so I'm gonna kill them all, kill them all, kill them all.
Take the Gloves Off by Prince Haiti.
Prince Haiti.
So, Prince Haiti, you're on line with us, correct?
That's what it is, family. Much love.
Yes, and thank you for joining us. Now, what's the concept of that song?
It's for those that are just ready to jump into the game, like I, trying to keep this without the swears, by I, Joe, I'm ready to take the gloves off, time to fight. No more talking, no more mediating. Let's get it in.
Okay, all right. Now, do you have an album out or a mixtape?
I like
or,
the track.
Tell the people about the
song. I got an album dropping this spring, 2011, The Birth of a Prince / Reconstruction of a Nation. It's 24 tracks, dual disc and dual genre. One album is R&B, the other one is hip-hop. Got a couple mixtapes out. Last year in the springtime, DJ Green Lantern threw me on the Takeover 2010, featured on there. You could check out Coast to Coast mixtapes, hosted by me, Prince Haiti, episode 108. WWS Magazine, Let the Gloves Come Off, it's on there.
All right.
Okay.
All right, that's good. Hey, Prince Haiti, stand by, man, stand by. Hey, well, tonight you're inside the cipher. Friday, March 5th, 2011. We got my man Bo D hanging out. Overdose in the building.
Yeah.
What's cracking?
I was
what's
good,
cracking?
Man. What's but my background that's kind of actually just might be clearing up. I'm still on my base right now, but I just had to be a part of this, you dig? So I'm here. What's happening, everybody?
Hey,
Overdose.
That's good. Hey, Bo D, what you think about that track, Bo D? Take the gloves off.
I mean, honestly, man, it's definitely something different, man. I was really, really, like, trying to, like, get lost in it because the track is definitely powerful, and it's something that I really think that when you listen to it that you can really get lost in what he's saying. I think a little bit over the phone I really couldn't understand much of it, but, I mean, it sounds like it got the potential to be a hot record, though.
Yeah, the track.
I have to
like
really be, like, you know, I have to really be, like, listening to it, you know what I mean?
Right. I got you. I got you. 917-889-3926. 14 minutes left in the show. Overdose.
What's happening, everybody? What's good? And I just got my sergeant to do this. So right now, so it's all good. How everybody doing, you know? What's up?
Hey, we doing good. Hanging out with the Angels. Yo, we got artists. Yo, the lines are burning up, right? People are actually just camped out listening to the program tonight. Thanks for riding with us. Yo, all we trying to do is share the love and promote positive people doing positive things. We hear way too much about what we're not doing right. So we make it our business on this program to promote people, you know, who actually doing something right, you know? We don't hear about what we're doing right. You feel me? You dig? Hey, 917-889-3926. If you got feedback, if you got comment, you want to, you know, just get it in. Hey, hit us up. I'm going to go to area code 980, last four digits, 9713. The world is yours. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Sean. I'm in Charlotte right now, the CIAA.
Sean, Charlotte, CIAA. Oh, man, I'm jealous of you right now, homie.
Don't be too much. You know, it's out here, but, you know, I mean, we chilling. That's about it.
Hey, thanks for checking in. All the way live from the CIAA, man.
That's what it is. I heard you make a comment earlier as far as the situation going on over there in the Middle East, man.
Africa. Central Africa.
I mean, it's Africa and the Arabian Peninsula, that whole area right there, because, you know, it's connected. You know what I'm saying? And it's an uprising amongst the people in that whole area, you know what I mean? But right. My thing is, it was more or less I was looking for y'all opinions on the fact that why does America feel like they have to police the world? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, they're talking about a no-fly zone and everything and things of that nature. I know we have our special interests over there in the whole nine, but I mean, we can't. But we have a 9.8 unemployment rate and everything else. I mean, sorry, 8.9 a day. But at the same time, I mean, it's affecting us. Like, gas is going up. You know what I'm saying? Gas is going up and everything. All the turmoil that's going over there right now, I mean, it's affecting
we and everybody else's business.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? we stay hurting ourselves by dipping our nose and our foot and putting troops on the ground everywhere else and spending money that we don't have. And I was more or less looking for your opinion, and CeeLo and Toya and whoever else called in, you know what I mean? And at the same time, I was just looking for y'all's opinion on that. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, you know what? I'm totally in agreement with you. I got the same. I'm of the same mindset to where, you know, I don't really get why we think we, you know, should police the world. I know that America represents and stands for democracy, and I'm all for democracy. I don't think there should be oppression anywhere. But the reality is there are third world countries where people are still, you know, I mean, in bad conditions. So I think America feels like they have to lead the world as the superpower. So that's why we do it.
But if you think about it, brother, I mean, the Mujahideen, I mean, the Muslim Brotherhood, as you spoke of earlier, you know what I mean? The Muslim Brotherhood that's taken over in these nations are not necessarily for us. If these fashions of the radical, what you call so-called radical Islam, I mean, I'm Muslim myself. You know what I mean? But these fashions of the radical Islam, if they take power, it's not beneficial to us. You know? So, I mean,
right.
I'm not understanding how, yeah, we got to go with the people, but the people are not necessarily for us. So, I mean, why are we still setting ourselves up for disaster? You know? That's what's killing me day in, day out. And then I'm out here driving back and forth to Durham and Raleigh, and the gas is like $3.97. And you know what I'm saying? It's going up to $4. I'm about to be paying $5 for gas around here, dude. So, I don't understand.
I feel you. Anybody else want to weigh in? Yeah, that's a good one tonight, bro. Thanks for checking in with us. Anybody else want to weigh in and comment on that?
I feel like it's necessary for us to do it because, like, that's like if you're on a block and you're the kingpin on the block, you feel me? You got to watch over everything. You got to have everything. Everything got to be under control. Like, the situation in Haiti, I mean, in Egypt, crazy. Believe it or not, that was police. They had Blackwater dudes over there, like the missionaries over there, making sure everything was okay and didn't get too out of control. And if we won, even if America didn't have such of a big influence that we did, who knows if it would have ended like it ended, you feel me? If
Obama would y'all hear me?
And be like, look, man, you need to step down. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? So, like, that's just how it is.
Overdose, I hear you, family.
Yeah, first of all,
Overdose, I hear you. But being America, if we're gonna be a leader and we're gonna set an example for other nations, even though we're in a deficit or whatnot, we have to stand out like the big brother. Me, I'm Haitian, obviously, born in Port-au-Prince, now in Miami. We have to stand out as saying, here's a little cake here, here's a little love here.
Yeah.
We gotta bring it straight to there because there's so much bullshit. There's so much money that's not getting to the people. People that are starving, people that are still dying, cholera, all that, and people need to be on the ground. So it's kind of our duty. Gas, the blood diamonds. We have to stand up as a big brother, as that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, everybody's coming over here to America.
Come over here,
you
right? So, but at the same time, brother, if you really look at it, we're not the big man on the block anymore. If you look at economy wise, money wise, and situations like that, China is the big dog on the block now. You know what I'm saying?
China's been the big block on the dock. Brazil's about to be second. We're not even first, second, or third. So we're supposed to stand down and say we can't do nothing?
No.
We still buying big rolling vehicles. Who else?
Brothers.
Hey. Okay, hold on. So I'm like the ringmaster, right? So I just cut everybody off, right? Yo, this is an unbelievable conversation right now. Folks, you are in tune to the Friday Night Cypher, a recap of the week in entertainment news. Yo, you hear intelligent brothers having, I believe, a serious debate about foreign affairs. Yo, get with it. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Yo, brothers, stand by. What I just did is I just extended this program 30 minutes. We had 8 minutes left in the show. But what y'all are talking about is real talk on Real Talk Radio. And if you just joined the program, you're inside the Friday Night Cypher, Friday, March 5th. What they're talking about was a spinoff of a story that I mentioned earlier about Coney's children. And what that is it's really a story about almost like genocide or, you know, I mean, just like massacres that's taking place over in Central Africa through a campaign, an army called Lord's Resistance Army over in Africa. brothers, stand by. We're going to keep this conversation going. I'm just going to go down the roster. We got Bo D, the new Slip and Slide artist. We got Overdose, that Hack Media money artist, money entertainment artist. We got Prince Haiti hanging out with us. My man, I don't remember your name, but you're hanging out from area code 980, last four digits, 9713. We're going to let the angels weigh in. We're going to keep this conversation going. Area code 504, we're coming at you right after this. You're in tune to Real Talk Radio. It's T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Damn, I like this kind of debate. Here we go.
T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk radio show. I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
I'm rolling.
Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets. This must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on the leather cause this kid profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I pop this bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shy. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could be. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be your next. I'm rolling.
Now. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get him, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with him. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend. For that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't what about? Oh, you don't with that? Let's take it back to. I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I'll put your G. Shit, I got delivery. Smash box. Flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack. Work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is go. Next 48, we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. Go regular life. My life was like a moving home. And it's starring me. L Overdose. And I'm memeing on them. I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling.
Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty.
I'm rolling.
Tim.
BM Hyman Radio Live. That's one of my favorite joints here on the show. I'm Rolling by OD. Thanks for joining us this evening. Not your typical Friday night cypher. We usually let our hair down, per se, on Friday evening. But we have, we have a guest that has sparked an interesting topic. Kind of a spinoff of one of the shows we had last week. If you don't remember, we actually talked about the politics and things going on in the Middle East. We have a guest who was just, you know, speaking on some things that TM said earlier today about the, you know, the genocidal type things going on over in Africa. So you guys go ahead and pick up your conversation, your debate, I should say.
Hey, my man, what was your name again, bro? Calling from Charlotte.
Sean, brother.
Sean, definitely an intelligent question, I think, and really some real responses. So let me just go back to Bo D because there was some over talking. I think some good points were being made, but I couldn't tell who was talking. So Bo D, were you trying to make a point?
I mean, the only point that I wanted to make when it came to when it felt like America feels like we have to police everybody. I don't think that America feels like so much that we have to police everybody. But I don't disagree with the fact that, you know, we have so many of our own issues and concerns here. I mean, for example, I mean, we have, you know, kids that are starving here. You know, we have people in America that are without homes and without jobs. And, you know, we spend so much time in all of these other countries trying to put Band-Aids on their problems, and our problems are getting worse. You know what I'm saying? It's like we, the taxpayers, are spending money to take care of other countries, and our country itself is suffering. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, we reach out to places like China that's doing good, and, you know, we reach out to places like Japan that's doing good, and, you know, we want them to scratch our back, but at the same time, we're reaching out to all of these other countries and giving our resources away. And, you know, when things get desperate, then it's like, okay, it's time to take. Right. You know what I mean? Because when it comes down to this genocide and all that kind of stuff, you know, I believe that there's a lot of money behind that when it comes to the government, our government, when it comes to government of other countries. And I feel like when times get desperate and money gets short, you know, I feel like the government get desperate. You know what I'm saying? And they start getting the experiment, you know what I'm saying? Anything to make a profit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, we're in debt right now to China. When they come to town like they did a month or two ago, I mean, pretty much they was basically saying our landlords here. You know what I'm saying? But if there's so much the superpower now, where's all the money that we put into the world effort to make the world better? Where is it coming from? I don't see it coming from anybody but us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's my problem. And I mean, these countries are being, I mean, these kids, I'm Muslim myself, so it hurts me to see my brothers and sisters over there dying, you know what I'm saying, unnecessarily. But, I mean, we can't do everything by ourselves. And then the situation, like I said, is turning out to be the people that are trying to take control and the people that are overthrowing the governments over there, they're not for us. You know what I mean? We are, at the end of the day, we're American, it's the country we live in, but they're not for us, you know?
But the people that are over, but see, the thing is, though, that the people that have been protesting these last couple of weeks are the people of the countries that have been, under these diplomatic holes for 40 to 50 plus years.
So it's
a revolt, and, you know, sometimes we should handle our own, because here in the United States, you know, they're talking about, you know, trying to shut down the Board of Education. I mean, how much dumber can our children get, really? I mean, it's like, if we can pay, you know, all this money for, you know, research of the people, you got people researching the people that's researching people, and you got people inspecting the inspectors, and you got, you know, all this money that we waste, you know, sending people overseas. And I'm not saying that the soldiers are going they're going over in vain, but they're fighting for what they think is a perfect purpose, which is the safety and the lives of us over in the United States. And yes, they are. Yes, they are fighting for a good cause.
They're pretty much nowadays, they're fighting for our special interest.
You see what I'm saying? We're losing our lives while they're losing their lives, you know what I'm saying, like, while we're trying to hold on to ours.
Right.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So it's just like they need to come back home, but then we're gonna hire more people to treat them.
Well, we've become such a melting pot that we're dependent upon the world. You know what I'm saying? If you notice it, you look around you in this nation, you have everything from around the world. You know what I'm saying? Everything that we thrive on and live about, it comes from around the world. I mean, we have the most technology here as far as buying it, but guess who makes it? Japan. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just an example. I mean, we're dependent upon the world. Like, Libya is one of our main oil producers. That's why the oil is topped $100. You know what I'm saying? That's why gas is going up, like I said earlier. But, I mean, we're not. At the end of the day, I feel like we're setting ourselves up for failure. And when me initially calling in, it was just to get y'all opinion on, you know, where we're going. You know what I'm saying? And we as a people, it's not like it used to be back in the day. You know how you say, oh, I ain't going to vote, hypothetically, I ain't going to vote, and it ain't going to affect me. Nowadays, it affects you. It's on your front door. It's at your doorstep. You know what I'm saying? Everything is coming in. Everything is coming to fruition as far as how our dealing in free trade and everything else whatever else you want to say, it's affecting us day in and day out. You know what I'm saying? But we constantly put ourselves in situations to where we're losing. We can't continue to give and not receive anything in return. You know what I mean?
Well, citizens, I know, I absolutely know what you mean. Citizens, specifically American citizens, have got to become more educated, more conscious. Many of us are in a stupor, and we need to get out of the stupor, the slumber, and really understand and look around and see what's happening outside of your communities. Hey, let's go to the phones. I know she's been standing by for quite some time. I'm gonna call her a special guest. She's feeling real special right now. Let's go to area code 504, last four digits 1946. Tell us your name. Welcome to the show.
I'm Trinicia Bodie's mother. From New Orleans, Louisiana.
New Orleans.
Yes, I am.
Hey, baby.
And I'm really, now, I was listening, you know, for what you were doing with your music, and I always believed in your dream. But listen to the brother talking, I had to deal with Hurricane Katrina and the response that we were called refugees and the way we were treated as well, and I feel that sometimes that you have to take care of your own backyard before you go somewhere else. And my thing is, one of the things, and really my initial call was just the support of my son and his dream. And I was living in New Orleans, and I was in Hurricane Katrina, and I was in the bridge, and I was in the water with dead bodies surrounding. And I ended up getting to Memphis, Tennessee to see my son graduate. And that's why the biggest thing to me for him was to, baby, whatever you have to do, you do it. Mommy has you. Whatever your dream is, I know he stated something with college and everything that was so important to me because knowledge is so essential. But listening to the other brothers, this show came to something totally different from me because we are going elsewhere to do everything for everything, but we were left on a bridge. I had to sleep on one. These are the things that, and this city is still not to its full potential. However, I know that there is a God and that you just still keep believing and you still produce. And you still keep the humbleness. And I remember the young lady that said, and I thank you for that, saying that you are so humble. I teach my son to be humble and always remember where you come from. And God will take care of the rest. And one of the things that I love about my child, and I love him dearly, and I'm so proud of you, because sometimes we don't believe in our children. And New Orleans has been known for a high crime rate and everything. And here we are fighting everywhere else but here. Here, right here in our own country, in our own state-owned city. And I go to certain areas of this city, and it still looks like a war zone. The money was there. Why is it not being applied? And I'm not saying don't help brothers here and sisters here and there and all over there. The thing that I'm concerned about is clean up your own backyard. before, and I heard one sister say about the education system. We have one of the poorest education systems. That's why it was so tough for me, and so I was so adamant about him getting his education, to be knowledgeable of, because education is key. That was one of my fighting things. Now, I know I went on something else, but right now, I mean, I'm just saying this, but to my son, I say to you, I thank God for you. And when you were young, I've always told you, you were special. And I thank God for your hard work and your diligence and your fight and everything that you believe in, and I support you 100%. And even though you came from, see, a lot of people may not know, he came from a hard life in New Orleans. He was raised. I'm from New Orleans. He was raised. But he had that strong bond of believing in himself and always being told that he was special. A lot of kids in this America, especially black kids, are not told that. When they say they want to be something, they tell them you can't do it. I never did that with my son. I say it may be difficult, but if you work hard, you can accomplish anything you need to accomplish. And I thank God that he blessed me with an asset to society instead of a menace. And that's all I have to say. And I understand everything, everyone who's called in, just love and embrace, you know, our brothers and sisters that are trying to do and believe in their dreams. And I love my baby, and I am so, so proud of you. You grew up hard, but you stay humble. And that's what I love, and I'm proud of you. And that's all I have to say.
For this platform, I'm just proud to have a platform that allows such reality, form. But Bo D, we're gonna let you respond after this. Mama Bo D, we appreciate you tonight. We'll be right back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Feeling a little stressed? Just need some total relaxation? Well, Massages for Life is that place. What don't you call Dee Dee? A certified professional massage therapist who can relieve that stress and get that monkey off your back. Call her 757-270-6469. Dee Dee, Massages for Life. Let her relieve your stress.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal. HAC Media.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Congratulations, brother, and you have a wonderful mother, bro. And I mean, like, my thing is,
not to get into sob story thing, but I mean, I didn't grow up with a mother. I don't have that mother figure. I don't have any parents or whatever. But outside, I mean, that's not a sob story thing. My thing is, in Islam we say Alhamdulillah, thank you God, and I mean we all and
that's right.
God is the best of all planets, and I mean you are one of those mothers that I look to now, and I look at the youth and these young mothers now, and I pray and I hope that they can be for their child. Like you are, I have a daughter myself, and it's amazing the words that you said. I can't even find the words. All I can say is thank you. You know, and I mean, I thank you for supporting.
You're welcome,
baby. I thank you for supporting the brother that I don't even know. You know, and I hope all his dreams and all his wishes and everything come true.
They will.
And I hope that you stay a part of that and stay genuine like you are, because I felt it and I got chills. I was outside smoking a cigarette and I put my cigarette out. Like, oh, you know what I'm saying? So it's
a mother's love.
Genuinely,
no matter what you go through,
it is definitely a beautiful thing. And like I said, Bodhi, homeboy,
baby,
do your thing, homeboy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm here.
Thanks, bro. He was just saying, keep doing your thing, Bodhi. But Bodhi, you got the floor, bro.
Oh man. you know what's so crazy?
I always told you was special at 12. I'm sorry. Well, I'm doing that on the radio, huh? You were special at 12. I already knew who God gave me.
I know that's right. That's what you said. I mean, honestly, when I was sending out the text messages, kind of promoting this thing to get everybody tuned in, you know, it's kind of crazy when
they're tuned in, brother. They are tuned in. Is what I want to let you know. They're tuned in.
Man, cause I mean, it's been a big thing for a lot of people, man. A lot of people in my life, man. A lot of friends, a lot of family, a lot of people I've been working with, and so it's like to have these opportunities, man, and kind of have like something like this happen to me, out of everybody that's been supporting me from the beginning, from family and friends. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely a blessing. So it's like to have an opportunity to share it. You know, I was just like, man, I want to. You know, my dad telling me, man, you know, you need to leave some stuff to people's imagination and mystery. And I'm like, I hear you, Pops, but, you know, I want everybody to be every step of the way. I want, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, he is right, and you know, to an extent as far as, like, I don't need to share so much. But, you know, I guess I'm so excited about it, man, and it's like I'm accepting it slowly but surely, but it's one of those kind of things that I kind of want to share with everybody. But I ain't trying to go broke like Hammer. But, when it comes to my mom's though, man, like when I heard you say 504, it's like my heart just kind of fell into my foot, because I kind of had a strong feeling who that was. The support that my mom has for me is indescribable. You know what I'm saying? Because when she started talking, I was saying to myself, oh man, I know I like to talk, so she about to take over the radio show.
I was addressing everything. I know you keep me.
It's
you keep me
good,
humble
honey.
Too.
It's
we,
all good.
We like best friends.
I mean, but like when it comes to her support though, man, it's been like that since I was little, man. My mom would be the kind of person that, like, I mean, because in school, I mean, I was straight A student, valedictorian. You know, my mom would be the kind of person, man. We could be at a gas station, she'll run up to a random person and be like, my son is the valedictorian. And, I mean, it was just one of those kind of things to me. I was just kind of laughing and be like, come on, mama. But, I mean, she was just one of those, you know, those proud mothers, man. And, you know, coming up, you know, I never could really understand it, you know, until I started, you know, being around some of my friends whose parents really just, you know, when I just see those parents that really just don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when I hear, like, you know, when I was growing up and some of my friends was talking to their parents, like, you know, like cussing at them and all that kind of stuff. And I was looking back like, man, if I talk to my mom like that, I get all my teeth knocked out of my mouth. So, you know what I'm saying? So, like, to see people that I was hanging around have parents that don't care, you know what I'm saying? And then I have, and I'm lucky enough, and I only have my mom, but I have my dad too. You know what I'm saying? You know, I was one of the lucky ones. You know, even though my parents wasn't married, you know what I'm saying, I still had both of them play a significant role in my life. So I was one of the lucky ones. So, you know what I'm saying? When I look back on, you know, the people that I grew up with, and you know, and I see kind of like where they come from, and then I look how, you know, I went from a point of growing up not having nothing to, you know, being on the opposite side of the fence of seeing what it be like to have things. You know what I'm saying? I was taught to appreciate things as they come. You know what I mean? So, you know, when it comes to like my mom, man, it's definitely indescribable, man. My mom, I didn't watch my mom go through ups and downs, you know, ins and outs like no other, man. So, you know, and even though we have our ups and downs, man, I still love her to death. So for her to call in and tell all your listeners all around the world, you know, what she think about me, man. It's definitely a blessing, man. I'm trying not to cry on the air, you know what I mean? But
don't do it.
I mean, it feels good though,
man. Hey, it's all good, brother. Hey, Bodhi, stand by for me, bro. Stand by. Hey, this is B-Roll Radio. Folks, you inside the Cypher. It's TM Hyman Radio Live. Hanging out with CeeLo out in Charlotte. We got Dope Mayor out in Chesapeake, VA. Toya out in Newark, Delaware. I'm coming to you live from Tampa, Florida, here in the Hack Media Studios. Bo D, his moms, and a whole bunch of folks hanging out with us. We got 6 minutes left in the show. If you want to comment, yo, hit the button. But for now, yo, let's just chill out. Let's chill out with Chester Gregory, and we'll come back and say goodbye and wrap this thing up. This has been a hell of a show. We extended it 30 minutes, and I'm glad we did. You're inside the Friday Night Cypher. Chester Gregory, if you only, just take a chill pill. This has been a nice half hour. TM Hot Radio Live.
I wouldn't feel the same from you saying your last goodbye. What if I treated you right? I could have acted like a fool. You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have the pain. I'm a day without the light. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me.
The
you only. WHJC, PM Hama Radio Live. Yo, that's one of the smoothest jams I've heard in a long time. Hey, just special thanks to all of the guests, folks who called in, participated tonight. We extended the program a half an hour in, like, mid-broadcast because the conversation got real heavy. And any time I think we're making sense and we're making a difference, you know, then it's a worthwhile time. You're in tune to Be Real Radio. It's TM Hyman Radio Live. Angels, take us home. Thank you very much to everybody who's participated tonight. Mama Bo D, stand by. We're going to let you say goodnight. Angels, any closing comments? We've got like 1 minute left in the program.
Yeah, this is CeeLo. I just want to say peace and blessing to everybody. And people are entertained by childish things, and I'm the nonetheless. And y'all have a beautiful weekend.
<It's so cool. laughs> Just be blessed
and be a blessing.
That's right.
Absolutely. Mama Bo D.
Yes.
Me, I just want to say, believe in yourself, believe in your children. No matter what the obstacles are, stay humble, and God will make sure that everything works out perfectly. And he just showed it with my baby. Thank you, God, for him.
Thank you very much. Bodie, you got it, brother.
All I want to say is, man, I appreciate all the love y'all been showing me. Once again, I will keep everybody updated as to what's going on. But to keep in touch, I didn't get to do this last time, so I'm going to do it this time. To keep in touch with me, facebook.com/BodieMusic. Follow me on Twitter, at BodieMusic. I'm every chance y'all want me to come through, man, and talk, I'm down. So I just want everybody to have a good night. Everybody be safe. Everybody.
Yo.
It's still a blessing to me, man. So I'm just taking it all in still. I appreciate my mom.
Absolutely.
I definitely that was the highlight of my night right there.
Hey, man, you can come back anytime. She can come back anytime. Everybody, thanks for riding with us tonight. Hey, y'all actually showed up real heavy. We're no longer streaming right now, so the internet is cut off, but the podcast is still recording. We are on every Friday night, 10 o'clock, every Sunday night, 7 o'clock, every Monday, Wednesday, back on again, Friday at 10. Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10, 7 o'clock. On Sunday, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tune in to one of the realest, baddest talk radio shows on the network. Log on, www.hackmedia.com. You can also check us out right here on Blog Talk at www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. TM Hyman. Thank you. Good night.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live.